This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Wow. I thought I was going to hear Rich.
Vince, I know you're waiting for me to say the word cars, but...
Cars, he said it. Hey, I'm so glad you mentioned cars. I'll tell you why. Because after you give us the update,
have a list there, but in your office, where when I even imply the word car or vehicle, I think you have a list of bullet points that you go through.
Well, there is a word detection system, and whenever it hears the word car, the red light lights up, and so I know.
Yeah,
even if I missed it, it does. And since you mentioned cars, I will be talking after you give us the update as to what's happening in the District of Criminals. I'm going to be talking about some things that people don't know about. I guarantee that I will try not to get too technical, but I will tell you about problems with the couple hundred sensors your car may have and what these darn things do and how the symptoms do not directly relate in one's mind to what the cause is. And it's hard to believe. Like, it's kind of like your elbow hurts, but the problem is with your ankle. It's like that far out. And so I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to talk about some tips from the book. And so that's what I'm going to do for the next hour. Now, tomorrow, Bert is going to be interviewing me about what makes our house different, what makes our farm different. How did I wire it with our son differently? And these are tips that you can deploy in your setting. Okay, these are pretty interesting, and I haven't seen some of these done anywhere. Okay, but they make a lot of sense to me. So that'll be tomorrow. And then I got an email from Kathy. That's a pretty interesting email. Let me see if I can find it. Kathy said to me, Vincent, is it possible for me to interview you? I would like to ask you about simple preventative maintenance on dishwashers, washing machines, dryers, stoves, refrigerators, wood furniture, and those kinds of things. I believe it would be a benefit for people to know how to care for their household items. And that was from Kathy. And absolutely, my response is, you've got a deal. I'd be delighted to do it. And here was my response. Kathy, sure thing, you've got a deal. I'd love to do that broadcast class with you next Friday. Hour number one works for me. Let me know if it works for you. And I'm prepared to discuss the items on your list, especially washers, dryers, dishwashers, microwave ovens, stoves, water heaters, etc. And so I'm going to be doing that next Friday, hour number one with Kathy. So that's the end of one other thing. So I wanted to tell the class that the stars lined up just perfectly for many things happened. And with the stars lining up perfectly, I thought it would be a really neat thing to test our ability at USA Prepares. I'm talking about USA Prepares as a whole for durability. How durable are we at USA Prepares? How unnecessary am I? And I proved I'm unnecessary. And I love it because as a teacher, teachers love it when their students shine. And I'm talking about Rich Sheban jumped in and went solo. No problem at all. He's done it before. Norm Shealy, solo, no problem. Kathy and Gwyneth worked together. Thousands of miles apart, never met each other. Brilliant broadcast. As a matter of fact, the highest rating those two gals got on YouTube in a long, long time. Impressive. And Gwyneth, solo, in the dark, with barely enough battery to keep her phone working. I am so impressed. So I want to thank all of you for what you've proven. And what you've proven is USA Prepares is not dependent on me. It is durable, which is a real problem for our detractors. So I just want to tell you that, you know, you may want to go sulk somewhere, but USA Prepares isn't going anywhere. It's not dependent on me. So thank you, instructors, so much for proving that to our class. Rich, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Vince. And I appreciate you giving me permission and inviting me today to rant for a little while. And whenever you give me the okay, I will start my rant.
Well, what you're going to be talking about is what's happening and how dangerous this is, I believe. We have not discussed this at one iota, but I'm very interested in what you have to say. So please go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Well, everybody, thank you for being here. We really appreciate your audience. And what we try and do is do as much reading and research as possible to verify a lot of the false narratives that come from the powers that be and give you actual truth and facts to the best of our ability on how we can verify. And if we can't, speaking for myself, if I can't verify something and I say I've only seen this in one website or one location or one source, I throw that disclaimer out there. So that being said, I want to start with last night what happened at the Capitol. And there's that Viking person and a few other faces, and there's pictures that show that these people were basically mercenaries. They were photographed at the BLM and Antifa rallies with the same often outfit, just like that Viking. This is called a false flag. There's evidence that they came off of buses and they started the charge to the Capitol. So remember, everything that comes from the mainstream media, and I've proven this 1,000 times over, is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, and especially gaslighting. They will do anything to sell the narrative. You know, white supremacists. All people really want is the Constitution, the rule of law, freedom, liberty, and justice. That's what the people want. And I have an advertisement here. It's called Antifa Comrades, that basically told people to show up wearing MAGA hats, using flags and Trump flags and whatever the patriots do in order to blend in. I'm looking at it right now, and if you look online, it's not that hard to find. Next, I want to talk about all the evidence that we have given over the past couple of months and even before that, because we all knew this was coming. We all knew this was going to be stolen. We all knew that this was going to be an invalid third world banana republic election. I use the term elections in quotes. Before I talk about just some of that stuff, I want to make an announcement. And this was on AnnaVonWrights.com this morning. In fact, I talked to Paul Stramer, who's Anna Von Wright's tech guy. And I don't typically name drop, but if you go on Anna Von Wright's, you'll see Paul Stramer right there because he publishes all of her stuff. And he happens to live here in Northwest Montana already. Now, I talked to him. He feels that this is verified and it's valid. And what I'm talking about is that there's proof that Barack Obama and his people literally conspired to steal the election for Joe Biden. And this comes from whistleblowers in the Italian government. CIA operatives have been identified colluding with former members of the Italian government and the Italian defense contractor Lorenzo to upload the software used to reverse the electronic votes of Americans. and artificially spin a Biden win. And this isn't alleged from what I'm hearing. This is confirmed. And I believe Sidney Powell is in the middle of this. Now, again, I've only read this once. I talked to Paul Stramer, who's Anna Von Wright's right-hand man. And I literally talked to him for probably 8 or 9 minutes tops because I was about ready to go on the broadcast here. So it means that the law enforcement professionals and forensic auditors responsible for the investigation have proof in their hands. That's what confirmed means. But, you know, I want to talk about all the evidence that we've discussed. I mean, in the thousands, you know, Chinese shipping receipts being recovered among hundreds of thousands of ballots in Georgia. Now, if this is true about the Italian government and the whistleblowers there, I want to remind people of just a little snippet in our rule of law. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years. So I just felt it was important to mention that. But we've talked about the Insurrection Act of 1807, which should have been accomplished weeks ago. We talked about the executive order of 2018. I'm not going to go into details and specificity because I've spent hours on both of those. We've talked about the rule of law going to the highest bidder with hundreds of examples. We've talked about the declassifications, and I got a whole list of that. Basically, what we're seeing, folks, is that the word public servant and big corporations have been sold out to the highest bidder. The FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, our lawyers, judges, courts, all sold out to people. They're all bought and paid for. Even words are now redefined. Evidence, facts, even the word legal is, there's no qualifications, no merit, nothing to it. What we're seeing is unelected, non-earned, big money is going to be in charge of everybody. If they want to inject poison into you, they can. If they want to take away your child for whatever nefarious purposes, they can. There's no more rule of law. We are now a lawless country, and the people will no longer have representation. And if you say anything, you will be demonized, discredited, and delegitimized. Everybody who doesn't fall in line will be called a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, conspiracy theory, basically anti-Islamist phobe. And the people who are going to have the jobs are the submissive, the people who sell out for mediocrity, tyranny, participation trophies, the quitters, the tattletales, the snitches, the people who are offended, the excuse behaviors, the followers. This is what we're going to be the new norm if we install somebody with all the evidence of Biden collusion with China, with Ukraine, with the confirmed emails, with the witnesses like Tony Bobulinski. Basically, the U.S. will be an enemy-occupied zone, and I don't say that lightly. I'll be back with a little more ranting after this next break. Folks, we appreciate you being here.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm looking at an image from dailymail.co.uk. And in the background is the Capitol. In the foreground are a bunch of protesters. Right where the protesters are, there's a huge flash of light, bright white light. It was an explosion. It was from the police. It was a police munition that exploded right where the people are. The police also shot and killed slash murdered a protester, a veteran, female, murdered her. There are three others who are dead, and I don't have all the information about that. But how could this possibly happen? How could this happen? But it did. And where did it happen? In the Capitol. Inside. Inside. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, we've talked about the connections to Soros, the smart meters, the Smartmatic, the Dominion donation, the board of directors, the kickbacks, the lobbyists, the investors, how the hardware was designed to create and software to create backdoor results. We talked about switching votes, thumb drives. We talked about internet connections. Elections done by private companies out of, we talk so much about foreign intervention and collusion with these votes. We talked about the forensic trails and how it's been proven, and a lot of these, so-called powers that be don't want the ballots and the machines to be forensically checked. And the ones that were, like in Arizona, there was one county, 11% proved that it was switched to Biden. I mean, what we're seeing, math algorithms, discovered evidence, we have a national security collapse that we're seeing unfold in history. We have fraud and deception in broad daylight. Basically, the fraud is really on the Constitution in many areas, but especially with the state legislatures in these swing states and all around the country, really. Basically, state legislatures were illegally cast aside by the establishment, and they're the ones that should make the legislation for voting, not the state Supreme Court, not the governor, not the AG, the Secretary of State. You know, we've gotten to the point that everybody has sold out, or they've been threatened and blackmailed. It's really, basically, what this boils down to, people, is that law-abiding citizens have tried to use the process of the rule of law at every level, including the Supreme Courts, to Vice President Pence, to William Barr at the DOJ, and they all chose to represent the elite and the oligarchies and not the people. The word lawmaker is a bona fide official hoax. We are no longer a nation of laws. We are just, basically, we have lieutenants that are so submissive that they've bowed down to all the addictions and desires of the elite. Power, money, control, pedophiles, voter fraud, illegal criminal violations of the Constitution, nothing will ever matter again. You just look at what's happened to the U.S. dollar just this morning. It's dropping like gravity. Not looking at evidence, not adhering to subpoenas, changing rules of laws in the last minute so the Democrats can win. And they're not even Democrats. This isn't a left-right paradigm. You will find out, people, it's going to be the aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs in every way. In so many ways, there's not enough time on this show for me to go through it, and I've gone through a lot of them in the past. All evidence, videos, witnesses, affidavits, math impossibilities mean nothing. Congress, Senate, Supreme Court, what you should do right now is just go home. Your theater is so obviously bought and paid for. You're no longer representing the people. You are now owned. You're run by the world aristocracy. I'll be right back after this break.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Stop the Steal protesters breached Capitol Hill Wednesday afternoon, Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed woman. She's been identified as Ashley Babbitt from San Diego, California, a 14-year Air Force veteran.
She didn't have have any weapons on her. I don't know why she had to die in people's house. That's our house. It's everybody's house. It doesn't matter. Democrat or Republican, I don't know why she had to die inside the house. I saw the pictures. I had to see the pictures of my wife dying on the news.
Her husband, Aaron, on WKRN Nashville, was not in attendance. After protesters were removed from Capitol Hill, Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gives Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. In the Georgia Senate runoffs, both seats went to the Democrats, putting the Senate in a 50-50 split. The victories by John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock ensure Democrats now control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Stop the Steal protest in Washington, D.C. Wednesday turned violent on Capitol Hill. It was stormed by mobs as the Electoral College votes were being certified by lawmakers. Lifelong Georgian from Dalton and former U.S. Marine tells Fox News, protesters have rights, but this went too far.
The worst part about this is I know those people that were there. They're all over my social media. I hang out with them. I go hunting with them. They're passionate and they're mad and they're angry and they have the right to be. But that right stops when you enforce your will on someone else, which is the only sacred promise our government has, is to give us security. No guarantees, just security. And that was breached yesterday. I want to know what happened in the election. I want to know what happened here in Georgia. But I can tell you, I witnessed three votes when I went to the ballot box. Two of them were for Ossoff. It blows my mind, but I saw it happen. I know those people weren't made up out of thin air. They were real people. They spoke with a twang. They were Southerners. They made that decision. I don't agree with it. I want to have a conversation with them before we get to 2022 because I think I can win them over. But I can't win them over storming the Capitol. Who do you win over turning to violence? You don't win over anyone. So to everyone that was there yesterday, I applaud your exercise of free speech. But that stops the moment you try to breach a building with violence and anger.
Mr. Jones lost his legs at the knees when he stepped on an improvised explosive device in 2010 in the Safar Bazaar in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I want to read an email that I got that's pertinent to what you're saying. And it was from one of our students here at USA Prepares, and I won't use the student's name. Hi, Vincent. Are you and or your sons thinking of coming on the 6th? That relates to going to Washington, D.C. And I got a link from this student. At the link, when I clicked on it, it went to Republic Broadcasting Network and was about a rideshare program. And the idea was you could get a ride to Washington, D.C. And my response was sort of like, no, I never thought about going. But I asked if any broadcasters were going. And the response I got, yes. John Stat, as in John Statmiller, is going. And so here's my thoughts. And I want to give a clear explanation why I wouldn't even consider going to Washington, D.C. with a rideshare. When I travel, if I'm going somewhere and other people are going, I drive. I drive my vehicle. I drive my vehicle because I know my driving skills. And I know my vehicles. And I know that the one I select will get me there and back. I don't get in a vehicle with other people driving because I don't know about their driving skills. I don't know if they pay attention. I don't know if they use cruise control. I don't know if they'll be talking on their phone while they're driving. I don't know if they'll be bebopping to music. I have no idea. I'm not getting in the vehicle with anybody. I drive. So it would never occur to me to get into a rideshare with someone I don't know. I don't know their vehicle. I don't know their skills. I don't know even know if they have a license. I wouldn't even know them, would I? I don't know if they have COVID, had COVID. I don't know if they've got diseases. I have no idea. I don't know if they're undergoing radiation treatments. I don't know if they have chemotherapy. And there's chemotherapy that leaves their skin. It's on the seats and everything they touch. I don't know. So I'm not getting in a vehicle with somebody I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know if I would even be able to get back. I don't know if that person would leave me in a lurch and just take off. Leave me in D.C. with no ride home. I don't know. And neither does anyone else. And why would I go to Washington, D.C., where the Proud Boys are fighting with other groups, the police are fighting with everybody, the Black Lives Matter people are fighting, and then you have provocateurs. You've got all these factions that are converging, and nothing good can happen except to scare the pants off the people that call themselves lawmakers. And they're terrified. And they were protected by the military, or you can call them the militia. You can call them the police. I don't remember police ever looking like those guys. They had helmets, they had tear gas, they had explosives, they had riot guns, they had batons and shields and vehicles. They were ready. In terms of being outgunned, we the people were outgunned. Because a lot of people didn't have guns. But the other team did, meaning the police. And if you look at how these guys were prepared, you could hit these well-prepared National Guard people, the police, with a baseball bat, and you wouldn't hurt them. They were really, really protected. Personal protection. So, for the student who wanted to know if I was going, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because tear gas was used. Who knows what else was used? And wall-to-wall people breathing on each other. We're probably going to hear that this is a super spreader event. That'll take a couple weeks. I'm looking at the National Guard. Man, oh man. These guys were thickly, heavily protected. Gloves, shields, body armor, face protection, helmets. It looked like they were in combat. And you know what? They thought they were. So, yeah, the Capitol was breached. A military veteran, female, unarmed, was murdered by the police. Have there been charges? I don't know. I don't think so. Has the person, the cop who murdered her, been arrested yet? I don't think so. Has he been named yet, or her named yet? I don't think so. Why not? How long do you think it would take for anyone else who's not part of the government to pull a gun and shoot someone in cold blood, unarmed, in the Capitol, and not be arrested? How long do you think it would take for you to be arrested? Would it be a minute? Would it be 10 seconds? It would be the minute they threw you down to the ground and jumped on you, handcuffed you, and dragged you into a police car or paddy wagon. As Rich Sheban says, there's two sets of rules. There's rules for us and rules for them. That's just one example of it. And I think the outcome so far is, based on a picture I see of alleged representatives cowering in the Capitol, ducking down, scared to death, with gas masks on because the people were outside. Caption under this picture of lawmakers lying down. You know how if you go to the movie theater, you sit in a seat, but there's a spot for you to walk to the seat, you know, the floor? These guys were on the floor, lying down, gas masks on. And the caption says, lawmakers cower in fear as protesters try to break down the doors of the House chamber on Wednesday. The result of what has happened in Washington, the District of Criminals, in my opinion, is that these alleged representatives, the people who make rules for us to follow, not them, us, they have separate rules. They get away with murder. Those people that make rules for us have now been put on notice by the people that the people have absolutely, positively had it. In addition, some protesters went to Nancy Pelosi's house and they spray painted her garage door. They got that close. At USA Prepares, months and months and months and months ago, we said that this was going to happen. The Civil War will increase in veracity. The Second American Revolution combined with the Second Civil War is underway. It's increasing. And we said that it will be brought to the homes of these people who call themselves politicians. People who steal from everybody and give to their friends. Take bribes and pass laws that restrict commerce for everyone except their friends. They make backroom deals. We are now seeing evidence of some normal people, regular USA people, American citizens who have had it. And I see a lot of white people who have had it, who are protesting.
Can I chime in real quick, buddy?
Yeah.
I appreciate it, because I want to finish my little rant, and I have to get going here, and okay. I'm looking at the clock, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Pardon the interruption,
go ahead.
Buddy.
Go ahead.
And I really appreciate you always letting me exercise my First Amendment rights. But going back to my rant, folks, everything that anybody who considers themselves an expert or an official authority is now null and void, okay? All these things that have happened, like Vince was just saying, and like I said earlier, the people tried to do the process of law. The courts, especially the Supreme Court, Vice President Pence, the DOJ, William Barr, they have sold out and decided to represent the big oligarchies and the elite and not we the people. This is what happens when there's no more choices, there's no more avenues, no one's willing to look at the evidence. There's no validation. It's not even adhering to subpoenas, changing the rules and the laws in the last minute. That's why there's no confidence in the system anymore, because the people don't have anywhere else to go to be heard. And they're sick and tired of the hypocrisies and double standards. You know, Mike Pence, Amy Barrett, you're always screeching the words God, Christ, religion, sacrifice, all this stuff. It means nothing. You're hypocrites. You're traitors. You're sellouts. You, all the entities and departments and people I named just this morning, the blood of Alicia Babbitt, the woman who got killed, her blood is on your hands. Your hypocrisy, your treason and sedition and obvious sellouts to the people caused this. You caused this. You spit on the graves of millions of combat soldiers who gave their life for our freedoms, liberty, constitution, the rule of law. You spit on them. Criteria for jobs, qualifications, standards now mean nothing. We used to be judged by patriotism, by intelligence, by courage. You have taken all that away from the people. Vince, that's all I have to say today. I appreciate you letting me exercise my First Amendment rights. And you have a good broadcast, okay, buddy?
Rich, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your thoughts. Class, what you're witnessing is an outrage. Thank you, Rich. What you're witnessing across the country, especially in Washington District of Criminals, is an outrage. The whole world is watching us. They're watching what happens when people abuse their authority. They usurp authority. That's what we're watching. You're not allowed to have a gun in Washington, D.C. Rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver. But Congress can. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So in class, you know I've assigned Combat, the television series from 1962 through 1967 with Vic Morrow and Rick Jason. Absolutely brilliant. It's about GIs, government issues, in France. And they are having a tough time. Every kind of dilemma you could think of. Germans with their booby traps. Yeah. My dad was in World War II. And he told me back in the 60s, he said, the Germans would... Am I allowed to say Germans? Huh. The Germans in World War II would booby trap things. Like a dead GI. They put a booby trap under him, and we'd come along later and recover the dead body and move the dead body, turn him over, and boom. Pictures would be hung on the wall, you know, not vertical, like on a diagonal, slight angle. And Americans can't stand that. You know, you walk into a house, an old farmhouse, and you see a picture a little sideways, and you want to straighten it up, right? That's what we do. That's what Americans do. Well, the Germans would booby trap those darn things, and the unsuspecting GIs would go and straighten it out. Boom. You kill everybody in the room. They had tripwires. They would chain a cow to a post. The cow could walk around the post. But in the normal path to get from wherever you would be to where the cow is, be a landmine. That's what they did. That's just the tip of the iceberg of what they did. They would lie. And Americans are gullible. Americans want to believe. They want to believe what someone says. Well, here we are. And the reason I assigned combat television series is you can learn a lot from it. You can learn about people who are cowards. You can learn about people who lie, cheat, steal, connivers. You can learn about soldiers. You can learn about tactics. You can learn about traitors. The Germans would dress up in a dead GI's uniform. They would infiltrate. I'm just trying to tell you anything goes in war. You know, there are rules. But not everybody follows them. Combat. C-O-M-B-A-T! Exclamation point. You can find it on YouTube. There's one available for sale right now. There are 5 seasons. There are 40 discs in the set. Make sure you get the region that will work for you in the United States, if that's where you are. And the lowest price I found is $54.37. I paid about $50 for mine used. And mine is the green one. It's the green cover. And there are 5 volumes within a box. And I've watched it a couple times. I think it'll be an eye-opener for many in the class. Combat. C-O-M-B-A-T! Exclamation point. War is really tough. Really, really tough. And as Rich Sheban told us in class this week, the Marines can't find enough people who are not overweight and smart enough. So how is that possible? How is it possible that they can't find enough people who are cannon fodder? How is it possible that the Marines can't find a few good men or enough good men? Well, that would be the fault of the government. Because the government does not allow the complete listing, or they prevent the complete listing of ingredients in foods. They allow the food manufacturers to lie about the contents of what's in the box, package, bag, jar, or bottle, or can. They allow that. So, our people, our children, our best and brightest are getting fatter by the second, eating things because they don't know what's in it. They brush their teeth with fluoride because they don't understand. They watch television. And then they go to the government training camp to learn how to be a complete idiot. So has your government failed you? Absolutely, positively. Just ask any student of the government training camp anything. Ask him to estimate something. Just ask him, how far is it from here to there? They won't be able to tell you. Because we forgot to teach that in school. I'll be right back.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.